Why, it's John Denver and George Beverly Shea and their brothers. Final Take.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, now, I'll think about that price and say, hey, they sound pretty good. Hey, a little louder there. Hey, Sam, Leon?
A single ray of light divine I never could find God's way.
Say, you know you two sound just a little bit like John Denver and his brother.
John Denver and his brother?
Well, now, we can sound like some other people, too, Mr. Buddy. We've been practicing.
Oh, Sam, now you ain't going to start in with that Judy stuff again, are you?
No, Jesse.
Now, let's hear some of these other people you can sound like.
Well, if we must. We ain't never going to get no work done, though, around here.
Well, okay, now. Ready, Leon?
Yeah.
Oh, bless the day I heard his call, he then became my own.
Fascinating. Well, that's just fascinating.
You know, that sounds just a little bit like George Beverly Shea and his brother.
You know, the interesting thing about people who do imitations of others is that, you know, they seem to lose their own identity.
I lost my identity one time till about 4 a.m.
Oh, really? How'd that happen?
I was possum hunting with my cousin Luther, and we come up on this place that had the moss growing on the south side of the trees.
I didn't know about this, Leon.
That ain't the same thing, Leon, is it, Mr. Buddy?
Well, not exactly the same thing, no.
No, that loss of identity stuff, now, that just happens in cities, don't it?
Well, no, Sam. Now, it can happen to anybody, anywhere.
One of Uncle Cedar's best milk cows thought she's a goat.
Now, that's what I mean. Now, that proves it. Now, I want to prove my point here. Now, sing like Sam and Leon. Now, what do they sound like?
Why, Mr. Buddy, they just sound like Sam and Leon.
Well, let's see. I've never heard just Sam and Leon. Let's hear it, you two.
Then Jesus put his hand on me and gave me peace within. The day I heard his call, he then became my own.
Fascinating.